News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Is Ireland ready for a four-day working week? 77% of people would be willing to consider it as a serious possibility, according to a survey by Behaviour and Attitudes. We're joined by Joe O'Connor, Director of Campaigning at Forsa, who's part of a four-day week Ireland, and Maeve McElwee, Director of Employment Relations at IBEC. Joe O'Connor, to you first. You're obviously in favour of a four-day week. Tell us why it would work and how it could work.
Good morning, Shane. Good morning, Maeve. Yeah, so today we're releasing the results of a new survey which really confirms the significant appetite amongst Irish people for moving towards a shorter working week. But it also shows a significant openness amongst the employer community to this. Around half of employers who responded to the survey felt that it would be feasible to trial this in their own workplace setting. We think that this is something that, if you look at the international evidence that's out there, that can be good for workers in terms of their well-being, their health. It can be good for business in terms of business productivity. A lot of results that show that businesses that have done this and done this successfully have seen that their employees are more focused, they're more motivated, and that they're able to achieve at least the same goals within the four-day working week. We also think it could have a really radical impact in terms of the environment. Obviously, we've seen during the COVID-19 pandemic how the different model of work that we've been forced to adopt has significantly cut back on commuting times. Okay. And that we also think it could have a really positive effect in terms of gender equality, enabling men to spend more time in caring roles in the home.
Okay.
And enabling women then to take up more senior leadership positions at work.
All right, Maeve McElwee of IBEC. It's good for business, it's good for productivity, it's good for the environment, it's good for gender equality.
Good morning. Yes, I think all of those things are probably correct of many types of flexible working opportunities. And looking at the four-day working week, I think there are definitely organisations who might find that a very good way of looking at flexibility. But equally, it is only one form of types of work-life balance. And as there are so many different types of employers and employees, equally, we hear back through our member organisations that there's also a huge variety of requests for types of work-life balance, and a four-day working week won't necessarily meet all of the demands that are out there. So I think employers need to think really carefully as to what might be the appropriate type of flexibility, because many types will actually meet some of the things that Joe is talking about there, like environmental sustainability and gender equality.
Okay.
And there are challenges in implementing all of them, and there will be challenges.
It won't work
in
for every
company. Four-day week. No, it won't.
Okay.
Or every employee, indeed.
Okay. What about that, Joe O'Connor?
I would agree with Maeve that what we're talking about here isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, in the same way as the five-day working week, 9 to 5, might be the standard or the benchmark across the economy today. It's certainly not the only work arrangement, and that there will need to continue to be other types of flexible work arrangements for both employers and employees. What we are saying, though, is that we've seen a situation over the last couple of decades where we've seen absolutely massive and rapid productivity increases and advancements in technology. Yet across most countries in the Western world, working hours over that period have remained largely stagnant. So what we're saying is that as we enter this new phase and, I suppose, a new industrial revolution with increased automation, new technologies that we think will make a lot of different types of work easier, we think it is definitely an ambition to say that one way you could share the benefits of those technological advancements and that productivity growth with employees is through shorter working time.
Okay.
That's been the case.
Maeve McElwee, is that a noble ambition, Maeve McElwee?
I think it's true that technology can assist where this is an option, but I think we also need to remember that where we have services type roles where people actually need to physically be present, technology isn't going to be able to support us there, and there are very significant costs and skills issues. So the ability to be able to reduce people's working hours still will require in service industries for people to be present. So
okay.
There are big recruitment issues there and the requirement for those skills. And in many of the areas where we have skills gaps, such as nursing or teaching, for instance, those could be very serious and significant complications to be overcome.
I think they do already work a 3 or 4 day week in nursing, and they do long days. Just in a word, both of you, Joe O'Connor first, will we see a 4 day week widespread in the next 10 years?
I strongly believe, Shane, that in the very near future, we're going to see more and more companies here in Ireland and internationally take this on. And what we're calling for is for the government to explore the introduction of a four-day week. And we're calling on the Oireachtas Committee on Enterprise, Trade and Employment to commission an expert report into this.
All right, Maeve McElwee, very briefly.
I think we'll definitely see an increase in flexible working types. I'm not sure that anyone will dominate.
All right. Joe O'Connor of Forsa, Maeve McElwee of IBEC. Thanks to both of you for joining us in News Talk Breakfast.